Please don't wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.
Everyone out there, and good morning, Milton. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you too. I'm glad you're back from the beach. I missed you last week.
Well, I had a good time. I had a real good time last week.
Well, good. I had a good time in Orlando last week. We did a pretty neat show last week where I was in Orlando and I phoned it in, and Hayden and Taylor were here in the studio, and we were talking about disasters, how to avoid them in your life. And also a disaster that we had in our office that week, which was a big flood caused by a busted pipe. And that was a great show. I enjoyed that show. Didn't you have fun?
In Florida, I think I would enjoy it too.
If you missed that and didn't hear it, you can always go back and listen to it. It's on our website, mcelderlaw.com, on the Elder Law TV page, or sign up for our e-newsletter, and you'll get those every week. Thank you very much for listening. So for those of you who don't know, this is the Elder Law Report, and we talk about issues that affect seniors and their families on a weekly basis. We're coming to you live from WOHS, WCSL in Cherryville, and we're also coming to you from WTZQ in Hendersonville. So thank you so much for listening out there, and the title to our show today is...
Better.
What did you say?
Better hearing.
Listen up.
I can't hear you.
What?
I can't hear you.
We have a special guest today, Dr. KB Young, Director of Audiology at Shelby Hearing Center, and we're going to talk about, I can't wait to do this show because I like technology, about the technology of hearing and what wonderful technology and service she provides her patients to be able to hear better, and just the advancements that have been made over the years and what options are available today, such as Bluetooth hearing aids.
That's so cool.
Which I'm not sure what your teeth have to do with hearing, but we're going to find out today. So thank you for listening today, and you get to hear me make cheesy jokes and talk about elder law and other senior issues. And Hayden?
Yes.
Are you feeling happy today?
I'm feeling happy.
Do you have a happy place today?
I do.
Can you share it with us?
I will.
It's time for Hayden's happy place. Mel.
Yes. Sometimes, I'm a political junkie, but sometimes it gets so heavy, I just need something.
Really?
Yes. Well, it's heavy for everybody, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent.
Yeah.
It's just a state of flux right now, and so I have to kind of tune out. So I have found a website that I'm going to share. It's www.goodnewsnetwork.org.
Mm-hmm.
And they have uplifting stories and happy news. And it might be like an albino dolphin that's probably the only one in the world that was sighted and things like that. And I found a story today that was just, Thursday, I guess it was, that I just thought was really inspired by. There was a young fellow... he's a fifth grader, and a young 6-year-old child died in his community because she was left in a hot car. He's always been a builder and you know, kind of a novice inventor.
Mm-hmm.
He invented a product called Oasis that now has a GoFundMe account of $27,000 to reproduce to prevent this. And what it does is, whenever it reaches a certain temperature, it's attached to the seat belt, and it blows cool air on the child. And his name is Bishop Curry IV. And it'll be probably the first time anybody ever addressed that issue.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I remember I was always told, or that I heard somewhere and paid attention to, put your purse, your phone, or whatever you're going to grab next in the back seat with the child until the Oasis is available, because they've got to find someone who will produce it. But it has stories like that. And There was another young teenage boy who raised $15,000 to send a Holocaust survivor to Israel. And, you know, he got the help of the community and just stories like that. So if you want just to read a bunch of good news, go to www.goodnewsnetwork.org. And I'll tell you one more quick thing. I love crazy holidays. And I noticed here that on September the 24th, it's Cousins Day. And I happen to be having a reunion of my cousins that very same weekend.
Is it in West Virginia?
No offense to West Virginians.
I'm just asking. I mean...
No, we're having it up at Lake Norman.
Okay, good.
But anyway, that you can go online and just Google crazy holidays, and you'll find National Bubba Day, National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
What is National Bubba Day?
You don't know no bubbas. You've been down in the South all your life, and you don't know no bubbas.
But, I mean, regardless. What
I call my brother Bubba.
I mean, what do you do? What do you do on National Bubba Day?
I guess hang out. I don't know. I would hang out with my brother.
Find somebody named Bubba and hang out with him.
I know what you do on I know what you do on National Selfie Day, and that's June 21st.
I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory.
But I thought that there's the Pythagorean Theory Day, and there's also Fibonacci Day. So if whatever
is
you can
think of. Is there a Pythagorean theorem
today,
too?
Yeah.
There is
a Pythagorean. Okay. And there's also the Fibonacci
or a Pythagorean theorem. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh. And there's also the International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Right.
Arrgh. What is that?
Yo-ho-ho.
I'm glad Hayden's not sitting next to me.
I used to hang out with a bunch of sailors, so that was popular with them. Yeah. Anyway, that's all of the happy news today.
Okay. Thank you, Hayden.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. That is pretty happy.
I love it. Yeah.
You know what I like, too, is that you're... The politics can get you down, you know, if you get caught up in it too much.
Yeah. And I do.
You do.
I do.
Give me five. Thank you.
But
we'll
move on.
No politics here.
No.
It's politics free zone.
That's right. There's probably a politics day, too.
No
There's a thrift,
this is a
thrift
no
shop day. Oh, hump day. What is it? What's your thing that you do on the radio? How do you sign out?
I'm sorry. Back.
How do you sign out when you sign out of the swap shop? What is it you say?
What time is it?
It's quit time!
But the camel was the hub day. That's what reminds me of that. By the way, notice our producer. He has grown a beard, and it is quite nice. Very nice.
Man, I came back from the beach.
I'm sorry.
Complimenting your beard.
Thank you.
I came back from the beach with a little scruff, too. I shaved it off this week, because I don't know. I like to get a little scruff every once in a while.
I liked it. It took me a day, but
I'd have to get a little beard trimmer or something.
Yeah.
To keep it.
Pretty nice.
Now I'm back to clean shaving. Yeah. So thank you so much, Dr. Young, for being here today. We just like to have fun and talk about stuff.
You do. I'd like to hang out here every Friday.
Yeah, it's just a fun place to hang out. Right,
sure.
And we can study the Pythagorean theory.
Pythagorean.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. All right. Yeah. So you make me laugh, Hayden.
I'm with her. I do not want to mispronounce anything. I don't want to misspell anything. I love it.
Okay, so, well, maybe it's different. Maybe the pathoric.
There's two different things.
Maybe that's different.
I don't think so.
Maybe it's like to do with the brain or something, or some kind of pathology. All right, so what is new in the world of hearing?
But no, you know, hearing does have to do with the brain, though, so it's interesting that you
brought
that
up. Yes, it does.
But before we get started on that, I do want to say thank you for letting me be here today.
Sure.
I love talking about hearing loss, helping people, and bringing what's happening in the hearing world, the technology, and Bluetooth. I believe you guys even talked about that a little bit, mm-hmm. bringing that information to people. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. So for, you know, I know I've seen a lot of new, neat hearing products mm-hmm. that people are wearing on the market.
Sure.
Especially in the last couple of years. For instance, little necklaces they'll have around their neck that they'll use to control their hearing aids.
Right.
And that connect to their phone.
So probably
and things
the biggest
like
thing,
that, yeah.
Yeah, probably the biggest thing that's happened in the last 3 to 5 years, I'd say, where it's become available really on a more regular basis for people, is the Bluetooth technology, connectivity. You know, in anything digital, electronic, our iPhones, our iPads,
you can answer your phone with the Bluetooth.
You can answer your phone with the hearing aids.
That is amazing.
And you actually answer your phone, but the sound from the phone goes directly into your hearing aids. And you might do that either it's very direct. Some of the manufacturers have gotten together with Apple, and so it goes directly to the hearing aids. You don't have to have an adaptive device, something hanging around your neck, to be able to do that. And in other cases, especially with the Android devices right now, you do have to have something that pairs to your hearing aids and to your cell phone to be able to answer it and to talk to people through them, whether it's like that or with your TV. Also, a lot of people with hearing loss, just because you're going from one digital kind of technology through loudspeakers, then you're going through the hearing aids, they still have some difficulty with TV and listening to it. So you can also go straight from your TV into your hearing aids.
Into your hearing aids.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Through Bluetooth technology.
Through Bluetooth, yep.
That's impressive.
It is, and it's really small. Cool. Too. Mm-hmm. That's the other nice thing. You know, probably people still think about hearing aids being larger, squealing a lot. You know, you're in church and all of a sudden you hear somebody's hearing aid kind of doing that feedback. And with devices now, that's what's happened with the digital technology, is that we can reduce that a lot. So it really shouldn't happen. For people, and they're tiny, so people don't mind wearing them. They're comfortable in their ears.
Sure.
Nobody notices them. And then even what I think is even cooler is when people come back to see me after they've gotten their hearing aids and they didn't want anybody to know about their hearing aids, and they're saying, oh, I'm showing them to everybody because nobody believes I even have them on.
I wouldn't care.
So now it's like, whew, isn't this cool?
I wouldn't care. Even if somebody saw them.
Right.
I mean, even if they're big. If there's something I need, I mean, what's more important, my ego or my hearing?
Right.
I mean, my hearing's so much more important than my ego.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, most of the time people know when you have a hearing loss because of the way you behave, because you're asking people to repeat. You become withdrawn, and they're wondering what's going on with you anyway. So, you know, the hearing aids get you past that.
Right.
I'm guessing hearing loss is occurring at younger ages now because of listening to loud music.
All those kinds of things,
yeah.
Sure. And it is. And, you know, it's in a lot of ways it's...
Let me pause for a second. This is a different angle of attack for Hayden toward me. Okay, this is from yesterday.
No. When yesterday in the car.
I have fingers.
We did a seminar yesterday, which was beautifully put together by Taylor and Hayden, by the way, for the senior center in Gastonia. Okay, and on the way there, I had some music on to pump us up and get us ready. Okay, and she told me that she was going to bring that up in the show today. So that
I wasn't naming names.
No, you weren't naming names.
And also, I hear young people, and I can hear it's too loud for my ears.
Still a young
two cars
people?
Back.
Young people?
Of course you are. I could be your mother.
Thank you.
We are young
people.
Come on,
be your mother.
And you know that is part of my job too. Is if I never had to fit anybody again with hearing aids due to them losing their hearing due to noise exposure, I feel like I would have done my job to prevent that from happening. So I'm glad you brought that up, Hayden.
Yeah.
And it is. I'll do just a quick little education spot here on it. It's how loud it is, and it's how long you listen to it. So just if people can remember that, if they're listening to something pretty loud for a while, just turn it off after a half an hour. You know, give your ears a break. And all those breaks that happen, it's helpful to the ears. So
it gives them a chance to rest and recover.
That's exactly right.
Right. So we jumped kind of right into it. We maybe backed into this thing. But tell us about just what you do. What do you do and how do you help people? And
so
what
ends up happening when people decide to come into my office?
Sure.
So, you know, to me, the most important thing is actually kind of like what we're doing right now is that's getting to know the person, mm-hmm. you know, finding out what their life is about. Are they pretty active? Are they at a point where they're a little more sedate? People come to visit them. They like to talk to people on the telephone, and they like to watch some TV. And for many, many people, church is a huge. You know, they've made the decision. They still want to go to church, but they're not able to hear what's going on and hear the messages there. So versus someone, you know, usually a little bit younger who's coming in, and they're having trouble in the workplace, they're having trouble with relationships, they want to go out to eat at night, and that background noise in the restaurant is just really making it uncomfortable for them. They're not enjoying things as much. So as you get to know people, you kind of figure out what's going to work best for them. So then after talking to them about it for a while, we do the testing. And as I like to say, we don't just find out how much hearing loss you have. We're finding out how much hearing you have left. And what can we do with that? And what is going to work for you? What kinds of strategies beyond the hearing aids you might end up using? And those kinds of things. And then we go through the decision process. You know, everybody has ideas. Mm-hmm. They have ideas about prices. They have ideas about the size. And those kinds of things. So how easy they are going to be able to use them, what kind of maintenance are they going to have to go through. So we just try to match up the technology, the services, with the individual.
Okay.
Wow. That was a lot, wasn't it?
But that's good. So there was a lot in there, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you meet with somebody, you're going to identify, look, you know, here's where you are from 0 to 100 as far as a percentage of hearing that you have. Let's look at the glass half full. Let's look at the hearing that you have. And that's great that you have that ability. And how can we use that to bring you back up to 100% or supplement that?
Right. Bring back the things in your life that are important to
sure.
you. And certainly, we're not ever going to bring someone back to 100%.
Right.
We wish we could.
But as close as possible.
But they are hearing aids. And this is one of those areas of healthcare where we can't fix it. We can help it,
right?
But we can't cure it or fix it.
Right. Yet. I think one of these days you will be able to fix it.
Yeah, they're doing research. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're regenerating.
Sure.
The ear and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Not a transplant's going to be
maybe.
Real tough.
No,
but regeneration of those hair cells.
I think the electronics mm-hmm. will get to a point where they supplement.
Well, they're doing so much better.
In, plug straight into wherever in your head,
right?
Wherever in the noggin processes hearing and feeds that or supplements that stream. What do you
well,
think?
Well, they certainly are looking at all that.
They can do
that
cochlear implants now.
Yeah, the eye's different.
But it's so invasive.
For the ear, it's really invasive.
Right.
And for that teeny little structure that is no larger than, you know, is smaller than an aspirin tablet that's in there, what it does, it's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
It is. And that's why we have so much trouble being able to fix it.
Right.
But it is so different. I don't know if you said when I started in this business, but back in 1981,
right.
What we did then versus
I know you were
what
with
you do now.
At the hospital in Bloomington, Indiana then.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yep. Actually,
okay.
Indianapolis.
But Indianapolis. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
At the School of Medicine there.
Okay, mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yep. And so what we did at that point versus when digital technology came along, which was before the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
We had fully digital hearing aids. And so what they've been able to do with them since that time, given this digital technology, which I think we can thank the Apple people and the mm-hmm. Microsoft people and all those people for where we've been able to go.
Right,
with
that technology is really benefiting everyone.
And I am going to hit on the cost of them because
I think that's a good thing to do because you talked about that. I mean, that's a concern. You know, my father, needs them, and he's such a penny pincher.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm not going to get them because of the cost or has, you know, and maybe the VA will pay for them. We're working at that right now because the VA does provide hearing aids. I have an uncle who VA pays for mm-hmm. his hearing aids. He's got top of the line.
Let me tell you, the VA does a wonderful job with veterans who qualify for hearing aids. Mm-hmm. They really do. And they provide premium technology. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's hard to get to a VA because they're not in every city. But if they can get the hearing aids, you can usually, I would hope, be able to find someone in your location who would help take care of them.
Do you provide hearing aids through the VA system?
We have in the past.
Okay.
We would continue to. It's how the VA decides to distribute them.
Moving forward, sure.
But we work with several people who have gotten their hearing aids through the VA, and we're happy to clean them, check them, reprogram them, do whatever they want. We send them for repair for them if that's what they need. So we'll help them out.
How else can seniors or their families or people, because it's not just seniors that need hearing aids, but how can people pay for their hearing aids?
Pay for them.
What are the different ways?
So
cash out of pocket, you could take the cash out from under the mattress and pay?
Yes,
or how
they
else?
Can do that. They can do that. Certainly, I think most places would have finance capabilities,
credit
cards.
Financing. Okay.
Financing. There are a couple of healthcare credit cards. One of them is Care Credit. Another is Wells Fargo. And then, we certainly will set up payment arrangements for people who are still in the workplace and yet don't have the financial means to pay for them. There's vocational rehabilitation. We'll pay for them. For children, Medicaid will. Actually, for adults on Medicaid that are in nursing homes, they may be able to get some help. And then,
interesting. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to talk afterwards more about that, because I need to be able to tell my families about that.
And that is...
And I'd love to send out maybe a little newsletter about that.
Sure.
Because I've got a lot of families that we help that even qualify for that Medicaid benefit to pay for long-term care.
If you qualify for Medicaid and you're in a nursing home, then usually something can be worked out. The state of North Carolina has a technologies program because they want every individual to be able to have access to their telephones.
Right.
So they will purchase a hearing aid for people that meet certain financial criteria, as well an organization called Independent Living. So there are several routes that people can take, and we try to work through that with them when they come into the office if they cannot afford hearing aids.
So, you know, even if they're on the fence or they have a question or they don't know, would it be a good idea for them to schedule an appointment with your office just to find out what their options are?
Sure. And we see
that's
people,
a softball question.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
And it is a no-brainer. Yeah. People can come in. Typically, insurance will pay for a hearing test. Certainly, deductibles and all that goes into it, but insurance will pay, Medicare will pay, and if they have a supplement, the whole thing is paid for. And then after that, they can either go through an extended evaluation process where they actually take the hearing aids home with them and use them for, we usually go up to about 3 weeks to a month that they can try them and see whether or not this is right for them. And if it's right for them, then they can take the next step. If it's not right for them, they say, oh, I'm not ready yet, it's not doing as much as I want it to, or I got to figure out how I'm going to pay for these, then we go to the next step and figure out what we do with them. So
let me ask you, if someone's listening out there, number one, turn up your radio, okay? Number two, tell us, because you need to be able to hear this, how do they contact you?
So they would contact me at 704-482-1447. You will end up talking to either Lynn or Melissa in my office, and they'll make sure that you're set up for the right appointment.
Okay. Okay. Can you give that number again, just in case somebody didn't have their pen or pencil ready?
Sure. 704-482-1447. And then they can also go to my website.
Sure.
So, ShelbyHearing.com.
ShelbyHearing.com.
Yep.
Okay.
And they can get a lot of information before they make that first phone call.
Sure they can. Absolutely. And so thank you so much for being on our show today. I really, really appreciate that. And Hayden, when we're headed home, I'm going to make sure that we turn up. We're going to pump up the jam, okay? No, we're not. We're going to take it easy. I don't want to hurt my own hearing.
Yeah.
Let me ask you that.
Please don't.
I'm interested because it's everybody, out there needs to know. So we talk about hearing aids, we talk about hearing loss. How can I prevent it? I mean, am I destined to have hearing loss, or is it like anything else? You know, some people, you know, have glasses at an early age, and some people go a long, long time, you know, decades without needing glasses. How can, you know, it's somewhat dependent on genetics, I'm sure.
It is. It's probably
a
probably
lot other of environmental is, factors
yeah,
that can help me keep my hearing. How can, what are some preventative things I can do to keep my hearing?
So the big thing is noise. Noise is the number one that we can prevent, either whether or not it's through work or through recreation. Mm-hmm. You know, use those hearing protectors whenever you're going to be around loud noise. And then healthy, you know, just by being healthy. People with heart disease, with diabetes, high blood pressure, those things coexist with hearing loss. So that can make it worse.
Probably some reasons for that,
mm-hmm,
I'm thinking.
Sure.
So probably the high blood pressure.
High blood pressure, and blood things supply like that. Things.
Because it's such the small blood vessels, capillaries in your ear.
Ear. In your in the
am
ear
I saying
organ
the right
itself.
Thing?
In the cochlea
am
or
I
the
saying
inner
the right
ear.
Thing? Is it a capillary?
Well,
it,
I don't know if it, it's
blood
the blood
vessel?
Supply.
Yeah, the
is,
blood supply, yeah.
Yeah. The blood supply. The ears take a huge blood supply when you consider the size
right.
of it. The biggest one in the system, I think, in
really?
Our entire body.
Because it maybe does
because of the
such,
size.
A, such a great job.
Because of the metabolic
what
nature
it, what
of
it
everything.
Does? Yeah.
Yeah. And what it
and
does.
It's active all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question.
And if you bust one of those blood vessels or you impede one of them,
then you can end up with some hearing loss.
And then that's hearing
sure.
loss.
Yeah. Yeah. And with noise.
My mother can't hear out of one of her ears, on this ear, her left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And she was straining to move something in the closet one day. I mean, this has been, I was younger. I was probably mm-hmm. a teenager. And, I mean, it's been decades ago. And all of a sudden, she couldn't hear out of her left ear. And I mean, she has a small amount of hearing in that ear, but not a lot. Other ear, fine. You
right.
know, that
right.
ear, almost
it
not.
Is. It's interesting how yeah. certain activities can make a difference.
Sure.
Certain.
What about, for instance, I have a little bit of trouble hearing words, but not other sounds, or and not a volume problem. And what causes that?
Right, it's a volume problem, not a clarity problem. Speech isn't clear mm-hmm. for you. And that's the nature of most hearing loss. So speech is made up of vowel sounds and consonant sounds. The vowels are low-pitched, the consonants high-pitched, more soprano. It's those consonants that enable us to understand what's being said.
I went online, and they have websites where you can actually hear what a hearing-impaired person is hearing.
Right.
That's interesting, and I know we're short on time, so. But anyway, that's something mm-hmm. interesting,
and
I think.
And it's good to, and it makes sense to do that, because then you get the perspective of what your loved one is going through.
Hayden, we have about 2.5 minutes left. You want to run through some upcoming events?
Sure.
What's coming up in our community, and what are we doing?
Well, starting Monday, we're going to be going through Save the Farm.
You know what? If you're watching out there on our Facebook page, Facebook Live, or go back and watch it there, if you want to see what Dr. Young looks like and what we look like, I have a face for that's made for radio. So if you want to see it, go to the Facebook page and check it out. I'm holding up the Saving the Farm book. It's a book I took about 2.5 years to interview people and research about. A practical guide to the legal maze of aging in America. And now I wish I had interviewed Dr. Young on ways to pay for in the update in version 2 coming out that I need to start working on. I think that's going to be my new project. I'm going to update Saving the Farm for 2018. We should do an interview. We could do an interview with me. Can I feature you?
I would love
because
to. Because
I do it on senior dental care mm-hmm. and how there is really nothing out there to... as not as much that is needed to help and pay for senior dental care, which is so important. Dental care is so connected to health
right.
and longevity.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not hearing aids
sure.
and hearing things
and
like
so,
that?
And
should
that's
be the same
so
way.
Connected to right. quality of life. You know, that's the whole reason.
So we could expand on what we talked about
sure.
today and make that a chapter, and we should, because that's important.
It is.
So we're going to talk about on every Monday for the next 10 weeks, we're going to talk about the Saving the Farm book, okay?
Mm-hmm. And chapter one, what on earth is elder law and why is it so important?
We're going to take it chapter by chapter mm-hmm. each week. Right? What
That's
on earth is elder law and why
week.
It's so important? That's right. And Hayden knows this book inside and out. We're going to talk about it for about 30 minutes, and we're going to summarize each mm-hmm. chapter. So check
and that's
us
on
out.
Facebook Live.
It is, and it'll go out on our e-newsletter. So go to mm-hmm. mcelderlaw.com to check that out. And is there anything else coming up, Hayden?
On Friday, June 30th.
Or sign up for the e-newsletter on mcelderlaw.com.
Our next radio show is Friday, June 30th on WCSL and Sunday, July 2nd on WTZQ. And we're going to interview Jack Weller, who is the director of the Boys and Girls Club.
I can't
Club.
Wait. Jack Weller is a mentor of mine, a very good friend of mine. I'm on the board at the Boys and Girls Club here in Cleveland County, and love what the Boys and Girls Club does in this community and beyond. And you know what? Hey, Milton, what do I say at the end of the show?
It's quitting time.
It's quitting time. So we're getting ready to get off, and really it's time to go to work. We're going to work today.
Yes.
We got a busy Friday. I think I'm seeing clients till 8:30 tonight. So,
yes,
you are. let's get it on. Everybody out there, have a great day, and thanks so much, Milton, for having us. Thank you, Dr. Young, for being here. If you have any questions about what happened on the show today, give us a call, 704-259-7040. We're located in Shelby, North Carolina at 123 West Marion Street. But we have meeting spaces by appointment only in Asheville and Charlotte or in your community. Or just like the doctor on Little House on the Prairie, I'll come to your house. Have a great day. See you next week.
Wait till it's too late. Call McIntyre Elder Law.